All right, great opportunity to face the Red Hot Rams. They're 4-0 away from LA this season, and they're 5-2 coming off the bye. They have the NFC's top scoring offense, 8 different starters from the unit we saw last year in London. They're balanced, 30-plus rushes per ball game. Gurley's a complete back. He has size, he has speed, he has power and vision. Goff is gaining confidence heading into his 15th NFL start. He has a variety of playmakers he can distribute the ball to in Austin, Watkins, Wood, and Kupp. They have 2 young athletic tight ends, Higbee and Everett, and a rebuild offensive line with 3 new starters. Defensively, they're transitioning from a 4-3 to a 3-4 under Wade Phillips. They have an aggressive attacking style, and they have a lot of speed at all 3 levels of the defense. They returned 7 of 11 starters from last season, and their front is highly disruptive with Donald, Rockers, and Quinn. Ogletree and Barron are fast, instinctive players, and they rarely come off the field. Their secondary is very good in man coverage, and they have 3 strong corners, Johnson Webster and Roby Coleman. Joyner and Johnson are also versatile playmaking safeties for them on the back end. Special teams. Facing their special teams unit is always a challenge. They're very creative. Hecker can throw it like a quarterback. Zerline is among the league leading scorers, and they have 3 returners that can all put a lump in your throat in a return game. With that, we'll open it up.
Ben, how do you explain your comments about Janoris on Monday and compared to what actually ended up happening?
Until I had all the information, I was going to err on the high side of trusting the player, protecting the player.
How can you say it's an excuse absence if you hadn't spoken to him?
Just like I said.
Do you regret trusting the player then in this situation?
No. Until I had all the information, I'm going to play the high side of trusting the player.
What do you make of having to suspend 2 guys in a 3-week span?
That's not something that going into the season I'd ever thought I'd have to do, but the decision was made and it had to be done.
Why do you think it's getting to this point?
No, we like to handle all of our discipline in-house as much as possible, and I felt that in these 2 cases it wasn't possible.
What was Janoris' reason for not showing up and not calling?
I'm going to leave the personal conversations personal.
Is that why he was suspended?
I'm going to leave our personal conversations personal.
You said in the past that everything's a reflection on you in some way, shape, or form. How is this reflective of the head coach with these suspension issues and guys not coming back issues, guys not calling the team?
Well, I mean, it's my responsibility to take action. And when you have discipline that needs to be taken care of, you have to handle it. If you don't handle it, that's a poor reflection. I think for the best of the program, the decision had to be made.
Do you think it hurts your credibility at all to feel like you didn't tell the truth on Monday?
Again, until I have all the facts, I need to protect the player.
You had also said that Eli Apple and Paul Perkins were excused on Monday. Had you heard from them at that point?
I've had communication with Paul and Eli at that point, yes.
And were those travel-related issues or something else?
Travel-related for Eli and Perkins, yes.
What was Janoris' reason for not being here then?
I'm going to leave the personal conversations personal.
Are travel-related issues an excuse?
Players had 5 days off. I communicated to the players in our team meeting today. I didn't have to give them 5 days off. I chose to give the players 5 days off because I felt we needed to get away from it. That's important at this time of year, at the midpoint and the bye week. With that, I expected all players to be here ready to go Monday morning.
So it's safe to say that...
No excuses.
It's safe to say that players will be punished, some kind of punishment, even those who called you?
We'll handle all those in-house unless we can.
There are no excuses why we're Apple and Perkins not suspended.
There was communication prior to the fact.
A lot of these guys are in the defensive back room. Is there a common thread there? Is there something going on in the defensive back room that concerns you?
No.
Would you say the perception that...
I'm not concerned about perception. I'm concerned about reality. To turn your cheek to something that needed to be handled for disciplinary reasons because you're worried about perception isn't a smart thing to do. So I'm not concerned about perception.
Ben, do you sense that the guys are still playing for each other, that they're showing up and they care about, playing for the guy in front of them?
Yeah, I mean, all you have to do is watch our practice today. We had a spirited practice. Guys were flying around. We got better out here today. And, when Janoris gets back, we'll welcome him back with open arms. There'll be no grudges, and You know, he's one of us. He's one of our teammates.
How much do you view them not being here for, you know, to practice on Monday or not communicating to you at all, a lack of respect towards you personally?
I don't take it personally.
But isn't it not so much a perception about the fact you punished them, but the fact that they're behaving this way? I mean, isn't that the issue?
Again,
you've had two guys you have to suspend the last 3 weeks.
You can't take things personally in this business. You have to take them on a case-by-case basis.
So what was the suspension?
It's indefinite.
What would be your argument for why you have not lost the defensive back room, given
why I have not? I just watched some practice today. We had a good day of practice. We got better here at practice today, and that's what I base it on.
You don't feel that these incidents are bleeding into other areas of the roster, that other people feel the way that some of these players do, or that they would follow their lead?
I don't even understand that question. What do you mean?
Do you feel that what DRC did, what Jenkins did, as far as not showing up, not respecting your rules?
Isolated incidents.
Do you think some of this is a reflection on losing? That when the team is losing, that sometimes players they don't have the urgency or don't feel the importance that I got to rush back.
I feel that when things aren't going the way the way you want them to, from a record standpoint, things get blown out of proportion at times. But again, we're getting ready to play a ball game this week. Let's talk about the ball game.
You said the other day that, you know, when the team reaches adversity, a man learns about himself. Have you learned some things about your team the past few weeks that kind of disturb you or disappoint you?
Yeah, I don't think that I don't think we blink. I don't think we flinch. We show up. We had a good practice today, and that's encouraging.
You had to suspend your top cornerback. I'm sure that's not an easy decision, but you know, what does that do to the, you know, the rest of the guys in the locker room who are now going into a game without a primary player?
Again, it provides opportunity to other players in the locker room, and you know, we have to go win with the players that we have.
Did you have to talk to this back to your entire team about the fact?
I addressed it with the team this morning.
Would you like to share your message?
Pretty much what I told you. The standards are the standards. The win-loss record doesn't change it. Your feelings don't change it. Travel plans don't change it. The standards are the standards. And they're going to stay high, and we're going to hold each other accountable.
Do you regret not punishing some players for incidents either last year or early this year the way that you are now punishing these guys?
No.